It's Tuesday, December 7th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the Pentagon will not commit war crimes against Iran, despite Trump's explicit threats to attack the country's cultural sites. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney says he would like to hear testimony from John Bolton in a Senate impeachment trial. And lastly, U.S. and coalition forces are not leaving Iraq, despite a Department of Defense letter sent to reporters on Monday that said they were.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper suggested on Monday that the U.S. military would not violate the laws of armed conflict by attacking Iranian cultural sites, despite explicit threats to do so by Donald Trump. Reuters reports that Esper told Pentagon reporters, quote, "We will follow the laws of armed conflict," unquote. Pressed on whether he would target such sites because that would be a war crime, Esper said, quote, "That's the laws of armed conflict," and did not elaborate. Amid Iranian threats of retaliation over the assassination of military commander Qasem Soleimani, Trump tweeted over the weekend that the United States had targeted 52 Iranian sites, some, quote, "important to the Iranian culture." Targeting cultural sites with military action is considered a war crime under international law, including a UN Security Council resolution supported by the Trump administration in 2017 and the 1954 Hague Convention for the Protection of Cultural Property. U.S. and coalition forces are not leaving Iraq, despite a letter to that effect published Monday by a number of news outlets. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley said the letter was a draft, according to Axios. CommonDreams.org reports the letter claimed that coalition forces will leave Iraq and came a day after Iraqi lawmakers voted to expel the American military from the country. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper rushed to tell reporters Monday that, quote, "there's been no decision whatsoever to leave Iraq," unquote. U.S. personnel and military have been in the country since the invasion of and war in Iraq that began in 2003 and have remained in one form or another ever since.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney said on Monday he wants to hear from John Bolton after the former White House National Security Advisor offered to testify in Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial if subpoenaed. The Hill reports that Romney told reporters at the Capitol that he wants to hear from Bolton and find out, quote, what he knows about Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Romney is the first GOP senator to specifically say he wants to hear from Bolton, since the former Trump administration official said earlier Monday that he is willing to testify if the Senate subpoenas him. Bolton did not indicate what he was prepared to tell senators, but he witnessed key moments leading up to and following the now infamous July 25th call, during which Trump asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reportedly met with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Monday to inform him he would not run for Senate in Kansas in 2020. This according to Politico. The AP reports Puerto Rico has been plunged into darkness after a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck early Tuesday. This comes one day after a 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck the island early Monday, causing an island-wide power outage. The Wall Street Journal reports that the IRS audited 0.45% of personal income tax returns in 2019, marking the eighth straight year of decline. And lastly, more than 26,000 lives in the U.S. were saved over the course of a decade as a result of a drop in carbon emissions, along with smog and other pollutants tied to asthma and other ailments. This according to a University of California San Diego study published in the journal Nature. From 2005 to 2016, the period analyzed in the study, 334 coal-fired units were shut down, while 612 new natural gas-fired units came online across the U.S.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.